independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What I am encouraging our members to do is keep talking with each other until we can get the consensus to pass this bill. But it's very understandable that the president is frustrated that we haven't gotten to where we need to go, because this is something we all said we would do.
Lessons learned. How you doing, everybody? Glad to be back. It is the Chad Benson Show for a Thursday. I want to thank Hammer and Nigel for filling in the last couple days. Also, somebody else I want to thank, a couple people. First and foremost, I want to thank Radio America for being awesome and throwing me a bone a couple years ago. And Phil, who's been with me from Jump Street. Phil, today is our two-year anniversary, bro.
I did not know that. I should have sent you pro flowers.
You should have. It is our two-year anniversary. I thank all of you guys out there as well who have spent time learning and growing with the show and given us the opportunity to come into your radios no matter where they are, whether it be through podcasts or whatnot, each and every day. And for that, we definitely appreciate it. And then some, and look forward to a long, illustrious career, I hope, with you. That was Paul Ryan there talking about healthcare. First, let me just say something. Lesson was, I think, learned. President Trump learned a little something about politics, about Washington. It's not a boardroom. Can't snap your fingers to get things done. Just doesn't work that way. You want it to work that way. You're used to it working that way. But truth is, you just can't do it. They're not as close as they think. And even at the fact that they may be closer than they were last week, getting this done is something that Paul Ryan's going to have to slog through himself at this point in time. There'll be the tweets when there needs to be. There may be a phone call here and there, but it's not going to be the sole focus of what this president's going to be doing over the next couple of months and maybe this first full year. His thing is, you should get it done. It's what needs to get done. It's what needs to get did. Period. Case closed. And I think Paul Ryan realizes it. And I think the frustration of, and I think he's starting to maybe have a little empathy for what Boehner went through for all of those years. You are a referee with inside your own party in a lot of ways. You're that person that goes, I got to go speak to these guys, see what they want. I got to go over here, speak to these people, see what they want. I got to go speak to these people, see what they want. These people say they don't want this. Those people say they want that. These people don't want that. It's tough. And I think he's realizing the frustration there. Because we all should realize the frustration. Later on today, I'm going to break down how the insurance companies, the nonprofit hospitals, the lobbyists, how they all make money and we all suffer.
About 90% of our conference is for this bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, and about 10% are not. And that's not enough to pass a bill.
No, it's not, Paul. It's not enough. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Lesson we learned, thanks to Paul Ryan, right there. But I'll tell you what, the lesson that was learned by this president, I think, will go a long way. It will. It's going to take time. He's trying to change something that doesn't really want to be changed. These people in Washington, they got no interest in what you and I go through on a day-to-day basis. They could care less what you and I go through. They pretend to have empathy. They pretend to care. But the truth of the matter is, they give rat's ass. They don't care. They're going to do their thing the way that they want to do it. They're going to hold meetings. They're going to hold hearings. They're going to have backroom discussions. They're going to go out to dinner and hang out with lobbyists and get paid a gank of money. They're not interested in what we go through. They're not. They're not interested in fixing a problem that is very fixable. Absolutely very fixable. The problem is, like everything else, and this is something I think that most people need to understand. There's no money in the cure. There's money in the disease. And that goes for everything that government is. Government is, Uncle Sam wants your money, is what it should really say. That's what it should say. If you don't have the money, we'll take you. But if you've got the money, we're good with that. They won't. They need it to survive. This is what government is. There's too much money in healthcare. It's 1/6 of our economy. That's massive. It is 1/6 of our economy. You have an insurance racket and industry that wants hospitals to overcharge. Hospitals will agree to do a brother a solid and overcharge, knowing full well that in the end, the only person that loses out are you or I. Hospitals are going to take a massive loss, keep their quote-unquote, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, nonprofit status. They're going to get funded money back through the government. Insurance company's going to go talk down a massive bill, pay $15,000 of a $100,000 bill, then go to the people that, you know, the large groups, say, hey, we negotiated this down. Because of our negotiation, we get some of this. Oh, yeah. What do you guys get? Well, we get, $35,000 out of that. So we made $20,000. They don't want little bills. They want big bills. All the while, the lobbyists and fat cats sit there, throw money at them. It's not about, and this is what we've got to stop thinking. I mean, the regulations that have been set up over the last 50, 60, 70 years have been to discourage people from doing what we once used to do, which is pay as we go. Now, I don't ever want to stop anybody from making a buck. I got zero problems with that. What I have problems is people say, well, we need to let the free market. Well, we don't let the free market. We've tried that, Chad. It didn't work. No, we didn't try it. Too many regulations and rules along the way have prohibited doctors from doing their own thing, from getting out from underneath this nasty insurance world and actually getting into a one-on-one situation. Free market medical, you see it working everywhere, whether it be in Montebello, California, or Torrance, whether it be in Oklahoma City, across the country, you see how it works. Understand how it works. They print out and put in front of you their menu of what it's going to cost. You see what it really costs. But there's no money in it for insurance companies. No money in it. They want the fat bills. Don't give us the little bills. We don't want that. They want an elephant hunt. They don't want a squirrel hunt. No money in that. They're not interested in our well-being. They won't tell you the truth about what it is that goes on because they figure, you know what? The less you know, the better it is for all of them. That is the frustration here. This president's going to realize that it's a different world. It's a world of people who care about themselves. And if some of the stuff that they grab happens to fall off and you get some of it, that's great. But if not, no big deal. Frustrating, to say the least. And this president's going to try to change things, and I don't know if he'll be able to. I'd like to think he will. I like to think he thinks outside the box. I see that Paul Ryan, a lot of the Republicans are worried about something. Remember, this president is not an ideologue, meaning he doesn't subscribe to either party's politics 100%. If he's got to go to the left to get something done, he'll go to the left to get something done. The Democrats know it, and so do the Republicans. So what does that do? That scares people. He wants to get stuff done. We want people. For all of the rhetoric and the loudness and the screaming and the shouting and the wacky tweets at 3 a.m. and the stuff that he says, for all of that stuff, and it can be annoying and it can take away from message, for all of that stuff, I think he actually has a genuine care for the people of this country and for where he wants us to go. Will we get there? I don't know. But I do know this. He's going to have a tougher time changing Washington that I think he thought he was going to have. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Love getting text messages from you, 323-538-2423. And you can always call the program. We do have a phone number as well. It is 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. What do you think? You think this president could change some of this stuff? It's not just about health care. It's about everything across the board. Government has made it impossible for us in so many ways to do things by taking away our free market ability to achieve. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. 23, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
I tend to do that, set things straight. I don't know why. They're hearing stuff about Russia. Don't care. I know. It's funny because I think I should care, and I do care, but I don't care, if that makes sense. And the reason is because I just think until it becomes completely open and we have an understanding, these things are going to go on for months. If you think this is going to be solved overnight, I don't care how many people they call. And let me tell you what I think is going to happen in the end. Nothing. They're going to find out that Russia did what Russia did, that they did it to not only the Democrats, but probably to the Republicans. Marco Rubio has come out and said they hacked him. They're going to look and say, look, they played a lot of different games, but they really went after Hillary because they thought Hillary was the one who was going to win. And by the time everything was said and done, he had won. And they're like, meh, that's it. And the fact that he's got business dealings there and has in the past had business dealings, and some of the people that have worked for him have had business dealings, eh, it is what it is. But nothing's going to change. They're going to find out that nothing really transpired. Not a thing. Zip, zilch, nada. Texter writes in, Chad, a repeal and replace. How about just a straight repeal? Would have made the base happy. Yeah. In fact, one senator, I think from Tennessee or Kentucky, had just a repeal one-line bill that he tried to pass that says repeal the ACA as if it didn't happen and return everything to before it was implemented. Kind of like paraphrasing. It was just a one-line bill. Let's get busy. Let's talk about our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. FOMO. No, FOMO. F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. Doesn't matter what it is, right? Right? What are you guys doing tonight? Oh, you going somewhere? Maybe I should go too. Well, nothing's really going to happen. Yeah, I should probably go. Fear of missing out. Always looking for the next thing. Fear of missing out. Let's use it in the sentence. Man, I like this chick, but she's totally FOMO on the old dating site. What's that? Fear of missing out. It could be the next person, could be the best person. FOMO. Fear of missing out. That is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium has gotten larger. Like Leon got larger. Remember that? That was Airplane, right? I think it was Airplane. A great movie. Great movie. I love Airplane. Something weird happened the other day, and it should make you feel uncomfortable with what they potentially could do when it comes to your internet information, your data, if you will. And I, of course, the Republicans all signed off on this. And I understand, look, to a little bit, I understand what they're trying to do, but just the fact that anybody does this stuff is creepy. This is what the Spicy had to say earlier about the privacy, the internet privacy, and what potentially could happen now when it comes to our data being sold.
This will allow service providers to be treated fairly and consumer protection and privacy concerns to be viewed on an equal playing field.
So what they're talking about is the fact that now Obama put something in place that protected our data being sold to a certain extent. And that was with your internet service providers. Now they have changed the law and they want to make it so the data is essentially everybody's playing by the same rules. And I'm totally cool with that. I like the fact that everybody is playing by the same rules. All right? So Google and Facebook can already do that, but they're not internet service providers. They're just companies that are on the internet. They could take your information. They could sell it to people. Now, internet service providers are going to be allowed to do that. And let me tell you something. They could sell your browsing history to any corporation or government that wants to buy it. I said government. They can hijack your searches and share with third parties, monitor all traffic by injecting their own malware-filled ads into your website, stuff undetectable, undeletable tracking cookies in all your non-encrypted traffic, and pre-install software and phones that will monitor all traffic, even HTTPS traffic, before it gets encrypted. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile have already done this with some Android phones. I find this to be uncomfortable. I find that, first of all, you're taking parts of whatever it is that I'm doing and you're selling it off to somebody. You couldn't do that with my image, right? You couldn't do that with my image. Shouldn't I get a piece of my image? So now you're selling a piece of whatever it is that I'm looking at. Could be benign, could be creepy, could be sexy, could be whatever it is that I'm looking at now, you're allowed to go sell that off to a third party. Now, what they're saying is, now with this, everything is equal. No, what I see is now you've just opened the floodgates to allow more people to get a hold of your information. Look, we all know privacy's gone, right? Everybody should know this. Your privacy is no more. And we've done a lot of that to ourselves. But I look at this as, okay, you said governments. What do you mean by governments? You're going to sell stuff off to governments? Whoa, that's a little uncomfortable, right? Companies, corporations, they all do it. They're all looking for a way to get into your data because they know data means more sales. I'm going to pick it up on the other side. I want to talk more about this. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. We've also got poll question we'll talk about. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Jeff Flake of Arizona introduced the Senate bill.
So this would simply say, let's go back to the drawing board and regulate all entities the same.
Companies like Google and Facebook already save and sell user information. Flake says singling out the ISPs is unfair.
You can always opt out by contacting the internet service provider and saying you don't want your data to be sold.
Why do I have to opt out? Why do I have to put one for English? Right? Like, why do I have to always go through an extra step? I'm curious about that. So if you didn't hear, Republicans essentially rolled back what Obama had done as far as consumer protection. Now, Google and Facebook and many like this already sold your information to third party. Now what they're saying is, well, we've rolled that back, and now because we were kind of excluding the internet service providers, ISPs. We were telling them they couldn't do that. Now what we're doing is we're putting everybody on the same footing, so now they can sell your stuff. Now they can. And remember who they get to sell it to. This is your browsing history. So when you go home tonight, look at your history. All right? You go home tonight. Look at your history. What do you got there? Oh. What do I got there? I don't know. What do you have? They can sell it to anybody. Does that mean if I've got a score to settle with somebody, I can contact one of these people and find out how much it is to buy? Can I buy individuals? I know there's a guy that the producer Phil said set up a GoFundMe account because he wants to buy all of the information from all the senators who voted for this. I think that's hilarious. And why do I have to opt out? Well, you can always opt out. First, let me tell you this. There's never enough opting out that you can do that will make you completely vanish from any of this stuff. When you go online, when you post pictures, when you search, when you do whatever it is that you do, you are giving up a bit of your privacy. It doesn't mean you want all of your privacy given up, right? Doesn't mean that. And it sure in the hell doesn't mean I want my history, good, bad, or indifferent, sold to third-party providers and or governments or anybody else that would like to purchase this. Enough is enough.
They've rolled back the biggest win in consumer privacy that I've seen in years.
Jeremy Galula with the Electronic Frontier Foundation is outraged by the bill. It allows your online information to be stored and sold by broadband internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon. Your browsing history, online shopping habits, and apps and GPS history on your cell phone can now be sold.
I'm just afraid that ISPs are going to turn the creepiness up to 11.
Yeah. Like up to 11. And you heard that, right? So now not only that, they can buy, they can get all your information that clues your travel history, your maps, they can, your GPS. They're going to be able to know everything about you. And while, yes, 90% of it, 99% of it is probably going to be used for nothing more than selling it to people who are trying to literally bombard you with ads day and night to get you to purchase said product or to go to their website or to do whatever, it's still uncomfortable. This is the stuff that drives me crazy. It should drive you crazy as well. Should piss you off. It's insane. Enough is enough is enough. Period. Get out of my life. Get out of my search engine. Get out of my bedroom. Get out of my head. Get out of everything. And get out of my healthcare. It's crazy. It's absolutely 110% nuts. But it is what it is now. And this is the world we face at this moment, at this time. Ohio today, John Kasich signed in a bill that is interesting, to say the least, about painkillers. There's a huge epidemic right now. Opioids, massive painkillers. People are addicted across the board, top to bottom. Now you can only prescribe painkillers for 7 days for adults. And I believe it's 5 days for minors. Will it or won't it work? And how does this whole thing lay out?
You are going to have to abide by these rules. And if you don't, you're going to be in serious trouble. Whether you're a doctor, a dentist, a nurse, it doesn't matter across the board.
Addiction's a tough thing, man. All it does, when you do something like this, right? First and foremost, when you do something like this, it does not stop the junkie from getting what the junkie wants. It doesn't. What it does is, like it does with, Sudafed and things like that, it makes your life and my life more of a pain in the ass, right? Because we got to do what? We got to go. We got to go jump through the hoops. We got to do extra things to get the things that we need. But there is a problem in this country. We've got a heroin epidemic caused by what? People getting addicted to opioids. 99.9% of them are prescribed. Next thing you know, you're looking for something else to rock and roll with because you can't get a hold of them. I don't know what kind of trouble you'd get into. But in this day and age, with drugs, once again, we're trying to do something the way we've done it over and over again. And let me tell you the result you're going to get. It's not going to change anything. Period. Case closed.
we're going to have better gains, less death, more success, healthier communities, healthier families, and more young people with a bright future.
No. Zero. You can't legislate a cure for addiction. Can't do it. You can't legislate success. You can't legislate somebody to be taller. You can't legislate somebody to be funny. You can't. And you can't legislate away somebody's addiction. It may seem good. All you're doing is creating more paperwork and headache for doctors. All you're doing is creating more paperwork, pains in the ass, time off, trying to get to and fro to get these things for people who really need them. But what you're not going to do is keep people alive longer. What you're not going to do is stop access for people. You're not going to do any of those things. It doesn't work. It just doesn't. It's never has. It never has worked. The war on drugs is a failure, period. If you think it's success, I would like to hear about it. You can red ribbon it all you want. Every kid seen, every picture of somebody gets hooked on meth, it doesn't mean they won't try it. It doesn't mean they won't do it. You can do all that you possibly can. We have to change what we're doing. We have to rethink what we're doing.
And we have made progress, make no mistake, but the progress isn't enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. It's not going to be enough. Progress is going to start at a lot of different places. It starts at the home, right? It starts putting young kids and people in line for success, teaching them certain things, but also knowing full well that there's always that chance in life that something may happen. If you see the death rate from people who are addicted to drugs and how 10 years ago, a decade ago, it was poor, it was urban areas, and in a decade, that has happened. It is flip-flop. Suburbia is feeling the heroin epidemic and the overdose and the drugs and all of those things. Access, access, access. We're going to have to find different ways to take on addiction in this country that doesn't call for you and I to have to go through more hoops, really not actually stopping anything. This, all this does is appease constituents. That's all it does. It does nothing more than that. Doesn't make anybody feel better. Doesn't solve any of the problems, not taking away any of the drug addiction that people have, because you can't legislate out their way. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-4423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Am I too cynical on this? I don't think I am. Having a father died of drug addiction, having a mother who was an alcoholic, I have a sister who went down the same path as my father. Luckily, she didn't die. I don't think so. There's nothing you could do. There's no red ribbon week, no pin you could wear, no song you could sing, and no legislation you could pass that's going to change somebody from wanting something that bad. A different approach is needed. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Hey! Teacher, there's a kid I used to love. It was really weird. I used to like watch like PBS and stuff would have like Market Watch on at like 5 p.m. I used to watch all that stuff. What's the currencies doing? What is gold doing? What, I didn't know what a lot of it meant, but I learned. When I was in Europe, I was very fortunate to see how a lot of these markets worked. Worked with a lot of great people. Got back over here, opened my own brokerage firm. And I realized there's a few things out there that are stable to every successful investor's portfolios. You got your long term, right? You've got your short term. You've got a lot of different markets and areas that you invest, but gold is in everybody's successful investment portfolio. And it's simple. It offers you two things, a downside protection and upside potential. Not a lot can do that, but gold is one of those things. So if you're looking to do something smart, you're looking to diversify yourself because you've worked hard and you want to make sure you protect, especially in these times, the market up and down, and you're also looking to make some good money, how about think about gold, silver, precious metals? I want you to consider using a company I trust called Goldco Precious Metals. They're honest, they're ethical, they're knowledgeable. They're going to give you fantastic advice on how to invest. I use that word invest in precious metals to protect what you've worked so hard to earn. And investing is key. Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Goldco. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check it out. Trust me, these guys and gals, they know what they're doing. They're going to steer you in the right direction on how to really diversify your portfolio in a way that you've not seen. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
Our goal is to make sure that the ranking members of both committees, as well as the chairman, see the information, the materials that are important to this, and then worry about the outcome at the end.
I love anything Spicy says is fun. He's just spicy, right? Spicy. He's talking about the intel gathering, Nunez, the whole nine yards. I'm going to give you my rundown here of this. We're going to play a few of these. You can listen to them, and then we'll make fun of them.
In the same way that you protect sources, when I call you,
a letter asks that the committee look in. We have sent the White House a reply. If that was designed to hide the origin of the...
There we go. Don't care. That's it. That's it. Up here is where I are. Don't care about any of that stuff. I'm going to get text messages. Feel free to do it. 323-538-2423. I was out the other night. I talked to four or five people randomly. Do you know who Nunez is? Devin Nunez. Zero people knew. One person thought he was a singer. Probably was in Menudo or something. I said Menudo. I totally went Menudo on Devin Nunez. If we talk to him ever again, which you probably never come to my show again, I just want to let him know that we just Menudo'd him. Yes, he was the guy right next to Ricky. What's his name? No, what's Ricky? Which Martin. One is it? Ricky Martin. Thank you. God, Phil. I forgot Phil's a fanboy. But it just doesn't matter. It doesn't. It doesn't affect you day to day. Period. Case closed. We can touch on it. I don't know how these shows stretch it out for 12 hours. If I was on these shows and they started talking about this, you would see my eyes gloss over and they're like, oh, Chad needs a drug test because I think he's high. Because it's so bleh. You know what does matter? How fat we are. Now, this is interesting. Americans' fattest cities have been ranked. All right? And let me tell you something. The South is tipping us over as a nation. So we're starting to tip that way. And I love how they put the Mason-Dixon line in here. Right? I love that. They threw the Mason-Dixon line. If you're below the Mason-Dixon line, chances are you got a fat ass. 19 of 20 in the top 20 overweight metro areas are below that there Mason-Dixon line. That's why we're tipping, right? Like, put a ball down, it'll start to tip that direction. Jackson, Mississippi ranks numero uno as being the large and in charge, nutritionally overachievers. You know what I'm talking about. Memphis, Little Rock, McAllen, you guys are out there. I've been out there. We can do better. Shreveport, Chattanooga, Mobile, Lafayette, Winston-Salem, Knoxville, Columbia, Greenville, Birmingham, San Antonio, Louisville. Is it Louisville or Louisville? Am I getting in trouble for that? Oklahoma City? Really? We can do better. Baton Rouge, Richmond County, and Augusta, Indianapolis. Come on now! I don't know what they're eating, but it's not good. Do you realize how much? I don't think people realize the epidemic that obesity is. $100 billion a year is what it cost us to treat type 2 diabetes, right? $100 billion annually. because of health problems and type 2. That doesn't include heart attack, stroke, all of these other things. And that doesn't include lost wages that companies lose because of that. I know you like your butter. We all like butter. We do. I love butter. But I also like to not die. The South, I'm imploring you right now. Producer Phil's imploring. Producer Phil is working out. He's walking. We're imploring you, please, for the love of God, put the grits down. Right? Take a walk, take a stroll, whatever it is that you got to do. Maybe they should start making them hunt for their own food. Like, literally. Take away the guns, make them go out there and hunt for their own food. Chad, you're making fun of the South. No, I'm worried about the South. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of fat people there. Excuse me, people of size, nutritional overachievers. You know what I'm talking about. You Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. I love these two-day work weeks. I am all for them. It's called Reverse Weekend. Two thumbs up from the Chad Show. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.